You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marian Navarro. There are now 5 cases of New World screwworm in Texas. On Monday, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins was in Texas to announce a so-called War on Screwworm campaign. TPR's David Martin Davies reports.
Rollins said this is an emergency that threatens the nation's cattle industry, but she wanted to stress that the parasitic fly is not going to hurt the quality of food in the United States.
This does not affect the food supply system. This is not a virus. It is not a disease. It is a pest. And so we obviously are treating it as such, but the food supply system remains intact and couldn't be safer.
Rollins also said the USDA is deploying resources in Texas, including setting up animal quarantine zones, sterile fly releases via aerial flights and ground release chambers, and deploying personnel to set up and monitor fly traps. People are encouraged to check their animals, including pets, and notify authorities if they find screwworm infestations. For NPR News, I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
And Texas is home to the nation's largest cattle industry, making a potential outbreak of the screwworm a serious economic effect. Texas Tech veterinarian expert Chad Cross tells TPR vigilance is critical.
I think people need to keep their eyes open. That's what I have been telling people since we had suspicions that we had cases in the U.S. We are not keeping our eyes open. We can't be diligent in recognizing a potential threat and addressing it appropriately.
Cattle producers and pet owners are asked to report suspicious wounds or maggots to their veterinarians. San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones is defending a proposed rate increase for the San Antonio water system that would raise the average residential bill by about $4.50 a month this year. She told TPR's The Source that many of the utility's pipes are more than 100 years old and that investing now could prevent more costly failures in the future.
So it's really important that we are investing in the infrastructure that keeps our water moving and keeps it safe, frankly.
Jones says the proposal would help pay for long-deferred infrastructure projects, including upgrades to water and wastewater systems, and the replacement of aging pipes that can lead to costly leaks and water main breaks. City Council is expected to receive a briefing on the proposal this week and vote on the rate increase next week. Our Lady of the Lake University says they've received approval to offer bachelor degrees in 3 years. TPR's education reporter Camille Phillips has more.
The new Lake Express degree track allows students to earn a bachelor's degree in 6 semesters through a streamlined degree plan with no extraneous electives. OLU's accreditors have approved 4 majors for the 3-year program: psychology, social work, criminology, and childhood studies. Students are required to declare a major in their first semester. OLU officials say they're the first university in Texas to be approved by their accreditor to offer 3-year bachelor's degrees. A growing number of colleges across the country are considering offering 3-year degrees as a way to boost enrollment and save students money. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Spurs clinched their first win in the championship series against the New York Knicks last night, 115-111. The Spurs headed into the game down 0-2 with both losses at home. Head coach Mitch Johnson says the series remains competitive.
The NBA Finals, 2 teams that are well prepared and well coached and imposing each other's will on trying to execute and execute through physicality and take away things and take advantage of things. And I don't think there'll be a whole lot more new. In 48 hours, it'll be who can do it better.
Victor Wembanyama says he wasn't ready to let the Spurs' season slip away. The All-Star scored 32 points Monday night. He says winning in New York meant overcoming one of the toughest crowds in all of basketball.
At home, it really feels like playing 6 against 5. And here it feels like playing 5 against 6. But it really shows what teams are made of.
The Spurs can even the series with another win. Game 4 is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. It'll air on ABC and stream on the ESPN app. You're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.